Okay, we're recording.
Okay, welcome to the CS Lewis Academy board meeting. The date is August 11th, 2026, 10:30 a.m. at the school. Let's do a roll call. Debbie Llewellyn, present.
Devin Lovett, present.
Maria Garcia, present.
Kimberly Muehlstein, present.
Tony Miller, present.
Casey Robbins, present.
And then we have Nate Adams participating as well. Few items on the agenda today. And we do have a quorum. We need to approve minutes from the last meeting. Are there any questions or do we have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Okay, Kimberly made the motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Casey? Seconds. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that motion passes. Next item.
Director's report. So I know we all have a lot to get through today, so I want to keep it short and to the point. I'm super excited because we met our goal of 250. We are currently at 250 for enrollment. So yay! And we had a family of five walk through today. So hopefully by the end of the week, we'll be closer to 260. So, and then as far as staff, we are fully staffed. The teachers are doing training right now. And they're excited to be here. The school's almost put together. We just have a couple more lockers to assemble and then we will be good to go. For the director's report, that is really all I have. Curriculum's coming in today, and then we're good to go. We're excited. So everyone's excited.
That's great. That's a huge jump for enrollment.
Tell
everybody involved with that. Good job. That's huge.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, we'll turn some time over to Nate Adams, our business manager, for the financial report. Nate?
I was just unmuting myself there. I sent out the updated budgets. As many can probably guess, there's not a whole lot of updates as far as expenses and revenues go. We did receive our first allotment from the state of Utah, and so that'll be the first bit of money that we get for the fiscal year. So in that allotment, we did receive the full amount of our school land trust. We also received a lot of the other programs and funding as well for those. Right now, the state is basing that funding off of what they assume the school is going to receive as enrollment for October 1st. So where we're at the 250 right now, if that holds true on October 1st, then the state will they'll kind of redo that that projection for our state revenues at least, and make it reflect that higher enrollment. So that's great news. Definitely want to get all those kids in the door and have them spend the year with C.S. Lewis, because that's going to do really extraordinary things for the budget. And so as far as the expenses go, the only ones that are kind of out of the norm, I guess, that we may not have necessarily talked about in the past, but down on line 710, land and site improvements, you can see that number is already at $36,880. I want to explain that is more than what we had originally put in for the budget, but that dollar amount reflects our school safety grant, so we do have a revenue that offsets that. So even though we put in an expense, we do have a revenue of $32,000 that will be reimbursed by the state of Utah for the cameras and hiring and all that kind of stuff. So we've already submitted that reimbursement request, and I would anticipate we'll receive that probably by the end of this month, but I'll keep an eye on that. But I just wanted to point that out in case anyone's looking at that thinking, why are we already so high in that particular column? So that is why. Furniture and fixtures as well. We kind of had an upfront expense on that. We purchased a bunch of lockers, and those will be, from what I understand, assembled fairly soon and ready for use. But outside of that, really nothing too crazy or out of the norm. Kind of normal expenses for the first month of the fiscal year. We'll start seeing more of like our hourly employees and our, you know, classroom supplies as the school year kind of ramps up and we get going. Curriculum will probably be one of those upfront expenses as well. So, like I said, kind of a boring bite right now, but we'll see a lot more action coming up. Just to update the board as well on the audit, the books have been all updated. All the federal grant reimbursements have been submitted. So we'll get those books over to the auditors and start that process. That usually takes a couple of months to go through the entire process. We'll have results probably by the end of October. So I'll primarily be working with the auditors on that. Occasionally they'll reach out to a board member just to get some assurances and ask some fraud related questions, and then they'll probably ask Devin a handful of questions as well, but nothing too taxing. But I'll be sure to update you all on that if they're going to be reached out. That way you have a little bit of a heads up. Any questions?
What was the student count that the state's budgeting our allotments on right now?
That is a good question. Let me see if I can pull that up really quick here.
I want to say it was like 224 or 221.
Yep, you're right.
So that's huge. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yes. I did want to leave. So the budget we have for you guys right here was built off of 225, right, Nate?
It was built off 224.
Yeah, so this one was built off 224. So all these figures are based on an enrollment at 224. I knew that there are some bigger things coming up, like if we have to fix the retaining wall and or the security film on all the windows, that I wanted to make sure we left cushion for if we needed it. But also, I just want, Nate and I very much wanted to
be frugal.
And careful to make sure we had everything going into it. And then after the October 1st count, if we have extra, then we can assess at that point.
Readopt a new budget. That's great. Does anyone else have any questions?
No, that sounds fantastic.
Okay, do we want a motion? Do we want to make a motion to accept the monthly financials? Do we normally do that?
I don't believe we do.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Nate, for that great report. We appreciate you. Let's move on to committee reports. Devin, we'll have an update with the policy committee.
Yes, so the policy committee met this month. We went over a couple of policies. The first one was a grading policy, and truthfully, I don't know if this needs to be like an official policy or if it's something that we can handle at like the school level, but I wanted to make sure we covered our bases regardless. Initially, the one we proposed last month wanted to work in a citizenship grade. We have since taken that component out, and I think that we're just going to go back to the ROAR grading, which is like behavior, and that's how the school has been traditionally doing it. The only modification I would like to make on the one that I present to you guys is attendance being 20% instead of 30, and then the assessments being 40% instead of 30. So it'd be classwork would be 40%, assessments will be 40 and then attendance will be 20% of each subject. And then again, the ROAR program is an accountability program the school's been using for several years. And we're having more training on that with the state tomorrow. They're coming down to explain it to make sure we're grading in compliance with that piece of it. But essentially it's, are they being respectful? Are they accountable for their actions? Do they have an outstanding attitude? Things of that nature. So mostly what's before you is just the math, English, writing, social studies, and science. Every grade will be grading those subjects with 40% classwork, 40% assessment, and 20% attendance.
And would you like this to be an administrative rule that you're just in charge of and can change, or would you prefer that the board vote on this officially?
I'd like to be able to adapt it if it doesn't work. So that's why I was like, I'm not quite sure if we need to vote on it or not, or if you guys just need to be made aware.
I think being made aware is fine. Kimberly, okay. What do you think?
I agree. I think being made aware, that is, when it comes to grading, that is not a board decision.
Okay, just making sure. Thank you, guys. So the number two, holding a student back, the student retention policy, is the student promotion and retention policy. Again, we went through it. The idea is, with some of the House bill changes that took place recently, within a couple years, we can start retaining students that are not reading on grade level at third grade. So the idea behind this policy was to put things in place, benchmarks, so that we're not catching anyone off guard the last week of school and being like, surprise, your student's getting held back. So it's baby stepping and documentation to make sure that at every point that child and that family has the tools and resources and knowledge to know that this could be a potential outcome, and then to offer the supports to get ahead of it so that we don't have to retain any students. Also, this one's important because we do have three parents this year who approached us about asking us if we can retain their child. So we have documentation because they've been going through certain processes anyways, but I wanted to make sure we, and again, this is another one where I don't know if it's a board thing or if...
This one would be. Yeah.
Okay, because there are three kiddos that the parents want them to repeat the grade.
Is it for social, academic reasons?
One of them is for emotional and social. The kiddo was in kinder last year, and they made it physically into their class with their peers one time, and then they spent the rest of it in this bedroom because they were too anxious and too nervous to go into their general ed classroom. The parents didn't feel like it was appropriate to put them in first grade until they got the actual classroom experience. Another one, the student's been homeschooled their whole life. They are now going into sixth grade, and they asked us when they enrolled if they could start in sixth grade. So I believe that one is more an academic situation. And then the other one, the student was in fourth grade last year. We went through the IEP process, the testing process, found out there was a little bit of, I don't know how much I can say, but there is definitely like a discrepancy in where they should be in a need. And mom has requested that we retain that student in fourth grade again.
This policy looks really good. Do we have any comments or questions on the student promotion and retention policy?
Sounds good to me.
If not, do we have a motion to adopt this?
I make a motion to adopt the policy about retention as it has been presented.
Okay, we have a motion by Kimberly. Do we have a second?
Second.
A second by Casey. All in favor, say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Great, thank you. That the student promotion and retention policy passes.
Okay, next is the cash handling policy, cash receipts policy. This one is basically what we already had, with the exception that we added in all receipt of funds need to be deposited within 3 days. And sorry, it's this one. This is the one that the state is requiring for our Title I to be in compliance with our Title I.
Do we have any questions about the cash handling policy?
No.
If not, do we have a motion to accept the C.S. Lewis cash receipts handling policy?
I make a motion to approve the policy as it has been presented.
Okay, Kimberly made a motion. Do we have a second? Tony will second. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
And then next is our SHINE grant policy. It's the, what's that? It's a salary supplement for highly needed educators. Last month we had talked about it. One of the concerns was I had the CTE endorsement on here. We had removed it because we weren't going to do CTE in seventh grade this year. But after a meeting with the academic committee this month, we decided that we are in fact going to do CTE. So I would like to do the SHINE grant the way it's proposed with the addition of the CTE endorsement as well. Career technology education. So it's like career exploration, like a mini like business society leadership class.
Okay.
Any questions for Devin on this very well written and thought out policy? This is 8 pages.
I'm so sorry.
Does anyone have any questions, comments on that? If not, do we have a motion to accept the SHINE grant policy?
I make a motion to accept the SHINE grant policy as presented.
Okay. Kimberly made a motion. We have a second by Casey. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. That's unanimous. Any opposed? Looks like there's some opposed. Okay, that policy passes.
Okay, next is the school cell phone policy, the electronic device policy. And basically, with the new House bill saying that students can't have a cell phone on campus bell to bell, they can't have access to their device. We have partnered with a company, and this one might be, we might need to modify it a little bit. We partnered with a company who's launching an app. It's called Be There. He came in and did training with the staff yesterday, but basically what it does is it creates a geofence for the school. We control the fencing parameters and the hours and the schedule, and then the families opt to download the app on the phone personally, so we're not handling any of the data, the student data. But if the parents choose to download this app on their phone, when they step on campus, it shuts down their phone for everything except emergency phone calls. They don't have access to their camera, they don't have access to texting, messages, internet, anything like that. And then when they leave campus and they step outside the perimeter, their phone is active again. So the proposal, the device policy says that basically as a parent at the school, you will either have that app on the phone, or if they continue to send the phone, it will be held and locked up front until the end of the day. And then if a student is found using their phone and it doesn't have the app and they didn't turn it into the front office, that we will hold on to it and the parent has to come get the phone.
Okay. What about watches?
So smartwatches just have to be turned into the office up front. The app doesn't work for smartwatches, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and it looks like it addresses smartwatches, tablets, e-readers, wireless earbuds, Bluetooth gear, all the electronics.
And then they did come up yesterday in the training. Well, what if somebody needs like insulin through their phone? Parents, when they download the app, they can opt certain applications out of the shutdown phase when they're in the building. So if a student is getting emergency help through their phone for insulin or something like that, the parent can still exclude that one app from it so that they can still get the help they need with their phone.
Okay. And we're confident that that app will work so that we don't have a kid going into a diabetic shock or something.
So he has tested it several times. The message we're going to tell families is if they're uncomfortable with it, again, they can just have the phone, but it'll either be... maybe we need to do a medical release on that.
I think we should probably...
A medical waiver.
And we can add that language right now and still adopt this.
Okay. So medical waiver if phone is needed for medical needs?
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't want...
No. I didn't even think about that. So thank you. Because I was like, no, it'll work. But what if that's terrifying if it doesn't?
So I had a question about the headphones and Bluetooth audio gear, because fourth grade teacher said that they need headphones in the classroom. And so how does that work?
City testing for like RISE and like most of their benchmark, they do on the computer with headphones. The school is providing them this year. We have one for every computer, so they don't need to bring it. Fourth grade teachers are asking for donations if you want to. It's not mandatory for a child to bring it.
Okay,
if they do want their own set, it'll just stay in the classroom, in their desk, or their locker. So they don't need to be like out wearing it throughout the halls or throughout the day. It'll only come out for assessments, basically.
Okay.
So. Any other questions? If not, I'll make a motion on this one just because I have the verbiage here. A motion that we approve the electronic device policy as amended, adding a medical waiver for students who need their phones for medical purposes. And Casey has seconded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Okay.
That motion passes. We are on a roll, you guys.
Yeah, we are. Okay, I forgot to print out the last one. I'm so sorry. Oh, I did print it out. Okay. Next is the electronic meetings policy. You're good.
Okay.
Basically, it says that if for some reason one of you are not able to be here in person, you may Zoom in for the meeting.
And to clarify, there will always be an anchor location that if the public wants to attend, they can come to the anchor location. We're just required to have a policy that if board members are participating remotely, we have a policy for that.
Okay, and also with the anchor point, at least one board member needs to be present, correct?
Or do I care?
Or a staff or board member, but yes.
Someone to manage the communications at the location. Okay,
yeah.
Lovely.
Any questions?
I don't have a question. I was gonna approve it.
Okay, so Kimberly, it sounded like you're making a motion.
I make a motion to approve the policy as presented.
Okay, Kimberly motioned to approve the electronic meeting policy. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Tony seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that motion passes.
Next, we have a stronger connections grant that we have to use before September 1st of this year. And it's a good chunk of money that we would like to use, but it can only be used on certain things. One of those things is our counseling service options or providers. We got approval and worked out with them potentially doing a lump sum up front instead of paying them monthly like we have been to use up their grant. That being said, we wanted to make sure we followed the proper procurement process. So I reached out to 7 other local agencies and said, hey, this is what we're looking for. Based on the contract they sent me, I gave very specific parameters to try to get any other bids for it. That was almost 4 weeks ago at this point. Not a single person has responded. So with your guys' approval, I would like to spend the money with Samsung Psychology from the Stronger Connections grant so that we don't lose out on that money for our counseling services next year.
And what was the grant?
A Stronger Connections grant.
Okay. Do we have any questions?
Is that like a specific
contract?
Yeah, so we've had counselors in and out of the building for several years. Last year it got changed to Sandstone. the year before that, it was Sunny Days Counseling, I think.
Sandstone?
Yeah, okay. Sandstone Psychology. And so there's always been somebody in and out of the building to fulfill this. We just haven't ever done like a lump sum preloaded the payment before. And so they gave us the grant, the grant team said that we could do that this year to use up our remaining funds.
Any other questions, or do we have a motion to approve the contract with Sandstone Psychology?
I'll motion to approve the contract with Sandstone Counseling.
Okay, we have a motion by Tony to approve this contract. We have a second. Casey seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, next on the agenda, closed session. Do we have a need for a closed session this meeting? We don't have a need for a closed session this meeting. Fantastic. And then our last item is we need to set our annual meeting schedule. Any plans, thoughts?
Returning to Wednesdays in the evening are great. My Wednesdays are completely clear now. If Wednesdays work for everybody.
Wednesdays work for me.
That sounds good.
Okay.
What time?
Are we going to do like 7? Is that too late? We want to do 6?
No, that would actually be perfect.
7 p.m. on Wednesdays.
But that makes longer.
Third Wednesday of every
month. It's fine. I live like 5 miles.
And then what Wednesday of the month? Usually Nate needs a week or two to get the.
You said the third?
Third Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, so going back to the third Wednesday of every month.
Do we start that in September?
Yeah. So that would be.
Yes, starting in September.
Okay, I will make a motion to approve our annual meeting schedule. We'll be meeting the third Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. at the school.
Second.
Second by Kimberly. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, that motion passes unanimously. We flew through that.
Yeah, you did. You guys are the best.
No, thank you for the preparation and getting everything printed and sent out. And this is great.
Who wants to do the best motion?
Do we have a motion?
I make a motion to dismiss.
Okay, Kimberly, motion to adjourn.
Okay.
And thank you. Everybody.
Thank you.